It brings us through the whole of Christian doctrine, all what we believe and know. What good does it do to believe all this? Well, it is by means of believing what God has revealed that we are made righteous by faith through Christ. So the last two Lord's days have been talking about justification by faith, which will relate pretty closely to our morning study. And as it comes to the next section, any time you find, well, most of the time, the kids actually, I said this during catechism class, and one of them, well, what about this one? And they pointed to a Lord's Day where it says since then that it really wasn't drawing a conclusion. But most of the time when you run across a question in the catechism where it says since then, the next sentence is going to summarize the previous section of the catechism. For instance, from the first question answering the second section, since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. All right, that's the whole first section right there. How might we be again received by God? Well, in this case, question answer 65, I'll read the questions, we'll read the answers together. Since then, we are made partakers of Christ and all His benefits by faith only. Where does this faith come from? The Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it by the use of the Holy Sacraments. What are the sacraments? The sacraments are visible, holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use He may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that of free grace He grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Are both the Word and the sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, truly. For the Holy Spirit teaches in the gospel and assures us by the holy sacraments that the whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Testament? Two, holy baptism and the Holy Supper. Where does faith come from? We'll talk a bit later of the fact that we are justified by faith alone. Well, where does this faith come from? Which is a different question. What does this faith look like? What is this faith? How does it act and function? Right? It can distinguish those things. At this point, we're asking the question, from where does true faith come? And the answer is that faith comes from the Holy Spirit, who effectuates, who works that faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel. How do we know this? Well, this is clearly what the Scriptures teach. Whether you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where it says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to the world, a stumbling block to the Gentiles, but to those who believe, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Or you come to Romans chapter 10, and it has this dialogue. It's a wonderful dialogue where it says, well, how can they believe of Him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they're sent? And then verse 17 says, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's why in Reformed churches, the pulpit's not off in the corner. It's not off on the side. It's in the middle. Why? Because it represents the centrality of the preached word. God affects His grace in our hearts by the preaching and teaching of the gospel. And that gospel comes through pastors and teachers. Can we be converted by Bible study? By reading our devotions? Sometimes. But that's not ever going to be the end, because Christ gathers His people to His church. He gathers them from the length and the breadth, and He brings them together so that there might have that fellowship, that joy, that worship which they participate in together. And I think the next two questions and answers there about the sacraments is the corrective. You know, there are those that say, no, we get grace from something. We are saved by doing something. And the answer is no. We are saved only by the active work, the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ, then being applied to us. If you look at question 66, it says, what are the sacraments? Well, they are visible, holy signs and seals appointed by God to this end, that by their use He may more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel. Namely, what's the promise of the gospel? That should be a question that we could nail right there. What is the promise of the gospel? Well, that of free grace. God grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. And it restates that in the next question. Are then both the word and sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Is that really true? And the answer comes back, absolutely true. Yes, truly. For the Holy Spirit teaches in the gospel and assures us by the sacraments that our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice Christ made for us on the cross. Jesus is the Savior. His business, His focus of His work is saving, is supplying, is providing us with exactly what we need. He fully satisfies for all our sins. He satisfies, He sets us free from every claim, all the power of the devil, that we might be kept, as it were, in the palm of His hand. And guided and directed through the course of our lives.